Hi, my name is John Hamilton, and I'm the pastor of Christ Church in Montevideo. And this is a series of chats, messages that we're having to help us to have conversations, to encourage and equip each other, and then to talk about it as we're meeting together on Zoom. And today, all over the world, people want to know what doctors have to say. Medical professionals are being pressured to provide reasonable explanations and solutions in the midst of unique circumstances, crisis, and change. The whole world is living under the threat of this virus, the uncertainty of what it all means, and the urgency of reorienting our hearts and our minds to what it means to be fully present in our own reality and locality. We wish someone would step in and lead us, like the Good Shepherd would lead his flock. We would like to be in the early verses of Psalm 23 with calm waters and green pastures and peaceful places. But unfortunately, our reality is a little further along in Psalm 23, where the sheep have left the green pastures and they find themselves walking in the valley of the shadow of death. And so this is a scary time for many people, for many reasons. Today is also Easter Sunday. Today is the day Christians around the world remember and celebrate the most unexpected, incredible, unbelievable miracle of all time. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Well, while I was praying, sitting in silence, listening, and wondering about what I could share to encourage our community today, I thought about the uncertain circumstances, of our need for medical advice, of our fear of the unknown, and our anxiety for ourselves and those around us. Most of us recognize that current events are reshaping our world, our expectations, our communication, our understanding and experience of what's happening. Everything will be different because of COVID-19. But today, just like many of us perhaps can remember from memory Psalm 23, I want to encourage you to take a look at Luke 24 and learn this story and remember this story, a medical doctor's best response to this most unbelievable, incredible story of the resurrection. Perhaps even you want to, if you're watching this, you want to stop the video for a moment and read Luke chapter 24. But as you're reading through and you see how the women went down to the tomb after Jesus had been buried, and they went to put the spices and the perfumes and on his body and to honor his death and his memory. As they went down, they brought back a report to the other disciples. And Luke chapter 24, 11 records the doubt that accompanied those first reports of the resurrection. Luke says, "They did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, went to see for himself." Verse 12, "He got up and he ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened." In Luke 24, verse 24, two more of the disciples are walking on what is called the Emmaus Road, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they again express the conclusions of all the disciples that they seem to have shared. They say, verse 22, "Some of our women amazed us. They went, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see." It was so hard, impossibly hard, to accept a new reality, even if it was the truth, even if it had been discussed and explained in advance, even if other authors, prophets, had told about this and foretold that it would happen. The resurrection? Impossible. Why is it so hard to have faith and hope in something we do not see? Science is about seeing. Seeing is about understanding and controlling. But faith is about putting your trust, putting my trust, your trust, in something we cannot see. The disciples, the best friends of Jesus, did not want to believe the early reports from the women talking about Jesus was alive. The men did not want to trust each other. Each one wanted to see for himself and be convinced on his own terms. There's a profound insight in this story as Luke records it in chapter 24 of his gospel account, because he captures the human pride that's expressed in the disciples' need, our need, really, to control the information and the situation and even the way people around us are going to accept what is true. This is a human condition, but he also captures God's grace and mercy in actually sending Jesus to meet these disciples where they were in their place of doubt and anxiety and fear. Thank God that his love is a truth that can set us free from our pride and our unhealthy need to understand and control. In verse 36, Luke records, "While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.'" Now I wonder, if we had been there, if I had been there, what would I have been saying? Would I have been listening? Would I have been arguing against the resurrection? Would I have been arguing for it? It's interesting, isn't it? We've all had our doubts. We've all had our fears. But suddenly they were startled because Jesus was in the midst. And he said, "Peace, peace." Verse 44, he said to them, "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that's been written about me in the law of Moses and the Psalms and the prophets." That was Jesus' way and the early way of talking about the totality of the Hebrew scriptures, and what we call the Old Testament. And Jesus is telling them, "Peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. This is what is written." And then verse 45, he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And he said, "This is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." And as Luke captures this situation, the doubt, the anxiety, the life-changing news, the unbelievable miracle, the promise of Christ, the opening of their minds, I'm wondering about my own experience. Have I set aside the doubts to believe? Have you? Am I a credible witness of Christ's presence here with us, offering peace? You know, the next few verses are a compressed summary of what happened over the next 6 weeks, but also perhaps what is still available to us today. It says that Jesus led them out. Verse 50, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, where they stayed continually together at the temple, praising God. The idea of the joy that he shared, the blessing that he offered, is a reminder from Luke of the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ is among us. He knows our doubt and uncertainty, but he's offering peace. He wants to open our minds so that we can understand the scriptures, so that we can share his joy, participate in his purposes, receive his power, and share a message of God's great love and eternal purposes. May you sit in silence today, this week, before the Lord. Trust in his word. Believe in His presence, request His blessing, and experience His joy. This is the prayer of St. Paul in Romans 15:13. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.